League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
As always, let's just dive in. What episode are we on now? 19? 18? Something like that? 19. We're on episode 19.
100.
100.
100.
Feels like it with you, gentlemen. It's always like,
we did it.
200. We did it. We're done. That's what we're quitting is at 100 episodes. Hello, everybody. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Or maybe this is October of 2019. Happy Halloween. Whenever you're listening.
If it is, shout us out. Please.
Yeah. 1 year from now, I want to see being like, hey, listening to this now.
Say, hey, I'm listening to the Krampus episode. What's up? It actually is October 2019.
Hell yeah. I'm down.
No, don't do that. No.
When it is.
Talk about our newer stuff when we're like famous.
What if this all falls apart and then we're not around next year?
Archaeological digs where we use our brains to lift dirt. Because we're so smart with paranormal knowledge.
What a weird turn that would be for us to take.
Where we just become psychics?
What a sharp left turn. Like, hey, you want to like start a podcast? Like, we have similar interests. Fast forward to October 2019. Jesse's floating over a construction site. Like fucking Dr. Manhattan building his own moon base.
Where are you,
floating
Alex?
Around. Where am I? Yeah. I died. I'm the comedian.
Okay, you died. I imagine I'm like
Mathis
in some dark.
Mathis killed you in order to bring about the end of the world. Yeah.
And I'm in some dark library researching, while Jesse's like moving forward with the plans to end the planet. So
you're just still doing this podcast, anymore. This episode. You're still doing it.
I'm working on it right now.
The twist of the story is that this sequence of events starts during this episode.
Little do you know, this is the whole point of talking about what we're gonna
I've
talk
given
about.
Up on mankind.
It's like a Lovecraft story. Yeah.
But before we get into the whole episode, I don't think you have it on you, Jesse, but someone sent you a cursed item.
They did. I have a cursed football. It was used at the first Thanksgiving. It is wrapped up in something, and Alex and I have yet to open it. We've both looked at it.
Can I be real?
I'm terrified to open it. Terrified.
Can I be real? Can I just put out a call to the internet, whoever this was who sent us this? Do you want us to open it? Is it going to be like we open it and like a bunch of asbestos is going to come out and you're going to be like, that was just the filling. Sorry, you guys, I got sick.
You're cursed now.
Yeah. Like I'm scared because I don't know if it's like a bit and like the like weird twisted thing inside of the bloody hemp bag is the bit. With the occult symbols on the outside of it, or if this is something that we should maybe like document as we open it,
or you know, more probable, a fan, you know, just made it and sent it with a fake story.
Yeah.
Well, this speaking of sending us stuff and bringing us stuff, I want to announce live here, Mathis has been invited to join us at CoxCon this year.
I'm still 50-50. I haven't decided.
Oh my gosh, Mathis!
Chilluminati live.
Let's do it.
And I want to just say, bring us your weird dolls. Bring us the weird haunted things you have.
We're going to fucking England, okay? If you guys don't, like, out with it with the ancient... Because, look, we got 300 years of history in America. There's nothing. That's bullshit. That's baby shit, right? Like, that's nothing. England, you assholes have hundreds of fucking years. Hundreds. A thousand years.
It's true.
1,500 years. There's got to be some old shit that's fucked up.
That is sitting on your shelf.
I once went to the oldest door. So I know they have doors
are
from like 1,000 AD.
Was that like the highlight of Crendor's visit? Was this just an old door?
It was. He loved the old door. Yes. I have a friend who is very excited about doors. but yeah, bring us your weird stuff and then give us the story. Here's the thing. We won't know any better, but we will say it's fake every single time. Just a heads up.
And if there's enough, we each going to have to take home some, and then we're going to have to report back on as any activity happened.
Right.
Around our
if
places.
There's enough, if there's enough, let's do like an antiques roadshow type scenario.
Can we do like a wrap them all up and then just we set them under like a tree and we all have to just pick random ones to take home?
Oh my god, that would be so funny. We just open it and it's like, oh no, you got an Egyptian curse.
Oh god, no.
Oh no.
You want to get rid of the curse, you have to remove your left eye.
Yeah. Oh no, you got the one that's booby trapped with acid. Oh no.
Why do you think the listeners of this podcast are insane people, Alex? What is
I'm just saying they're okay. Ancient artifacts. You never know.
99.9% of the people who listen to this are not insane, but I have started to get the very strange, like bizarre emails. I sent you guys a picture of one not too long ago.
We can't get specific.
No, not at all.
We don't want to shame these people.
No, not at all.
But this does happen.
Like recruitment letters into like, do you want to learn more about blah blah blah? I'm like, oh,
here's
I don't know.
The thing. If it's the Illuminati, I'm in. I want in, guys. I want in. I want in from everything from the sex cults to the murder. I don't care. Just call me.
They have a website.
They do. The Illuminati is so secret. You can actually go to their website and
there's got
to
be like
sign
a
up.
Hamilton room where it happens thing, but for the Illuminati. Like I want to be in that.
You want to see the secret rap rock musical that they're keeping for themselves about their own history.
Call me.
Maybe all right, that is the hidden knowledge.
Let's do this. All right. I'm excited because this is our holiday episode. This is our kind of Christmas episode.
A nightmare before Christmas,
if you will. You boys, of course, know Santa Claus, and you even know Krampus, right?
Not personally, but I have heard of them.
That surprises me that you don't know him personally.
You know the Yule Log or the Yule Lads?
Do you?
The Yule Lads? Are those guys?
Oh my god, you don't know the Yule... Oh.
The Yule Log's what I drop every Christmas Eve.
I don't.
You are so
uncultured. First off, there's the Yule Lads. The Yule Lads are the sons of a Scandinavian, like, evil witch who comes down and eats kids. And her sons, they're like 12 dwarves. And each of them does a thing, like one steals sausages and one slams your doors and one, like,
there's a character in Christmas... There's a character in Christmas that everybody talks about, and his thing is he steals sausages.
Yes! There's one called Spoon Licker, and he just licks spoons.
My god! Is that guy from the Latin American folklore episode who puts dirt in food? Is he one of those dwarves?
No. These guys basically are... They're the different things of, like, if a kid sneaks into the kitchen at night, oh, well, it wasn't the kid, it was this dwarf figure. Or
gotcha.
If there's slamming and close, like if the house is creaking, oh, well, it was this dwarf figure that did it. And the whole point is that they come during the holidays and just wreak havoc because they're like nasty dudes.
We like in the Mother Goose version of Christmas and this is like the like screwed up?
For most
like-
of the world, yeah, for most of the world, Christmas was about scaring kids into being nice and Americans just made it like... Everybody gets a gift, but it used to be like you better be nice, or you know, Aunt Hilga is gonna come kill you.
You won't get your apple.
Yeah, well,
right.
That's what Krampus actually did represent. Krampus was there, and he exists because he's there to scare the shit out of children to behave.
Speaking of shit, that's a Yule Log. The Yule Log. I'm gonna drop this on you. The Yule Log is not what you think. It is a Catalan in Spain, the Catalonia region. They dress up a log. Like a little tiny man in a hat, and then kids beat the log and literally yell in Spanish, shit log shit. And then parents drop gifts out of the log's butt. And
this is like the Wicker Man.
This whole episode is going to be a disappointment compared to this.
Up until that moment, they feed the log. Like,
what are you talking about? They feed the log. Is it a log?
Hilariously enough, this is I have like a weird vague memory of hearing this story, so I think Jesse's right.
Vague memory.
They literally what they do is they paint a log like a little tiny thing, like a little man kind of, and then they straight up just feed it stuff. And you know, it's one of those
how
things
how are you breezing over the feeding part? They said a solid piece of wood.
I think Alex is mostly confused. How do you feed a log?
Well, I don't think they actually
feed it. That's precisely what I'm asking.
They leave food for it. They leave food for the log, and then the log eats it, air quotes, and then after this
the
is
log
what's messed
eats
up
it, air
several
quotes.
Days. After several days, they beat the log. They beat the log with sticks, and then the log poops out the presents.
How is this not just putting clothes on a log in the middle of town, and then there's just a pile of a growing pile of food, and then a bunch of kids come smack the shit out of it and yell
that's
obscenities?
That's pretty much what it is. Yeah, that's what it is.
We are being.
Am I being punked?
We are being censored.
I've said this when I found out that this existed. I said, we have the tamest, most boring version of Christmas, period. In, like, the Protestant, like, idea, like, the Christian idea of Christmas is boring as shit.
They
just
need their...
boring.
I was going to say they need their safe spaces.
We need to beat logs. We need to have little,
you need
little
a Krampus.
Like, gnomes that come and like eat our sausages. Like, we need good stories.
I don't want anybody to eat my sausages but me.
Well,
and you if you're invited, and that's it.
Well, one of those nightmare stories is Krampus. Krampus, if you don't know, I assume you gentlemen know, but for the viewers, if you don't know who Krampus is, we'll go over, you know, the traditions of Krampus here in a minute. But generally, he's like a tall goat, half goat, half human nightmare creature with horns.
I have like a vague idea of what the Krampus seems.
Yeah, and he like throws bad kids in his sack and takes them away, and like that's the scary part. But and you know, there are traditions where you know, someone dresses up as Krampus and Krampus is going to take them away until their parents, quote unquote, talk Krampus down from doing so. We'll talk about that in a minute. But what if I told you, both of you, all of you listening, that everything you know about Santa and Krampus and Yule logs and all that is a lie? What if I told you the truth?
Wait, what?
What if I told you the truth is that both Santa and Krampus not only exist, but they are both ancient aliens.
What was that sound?
That was me throwing
pen. I threw my pen down. I don't know why you threw that pen. Why?
Because that was my boom moment.
That was
the
boom.
Aliens.
That was
get out of here.
Drop?
Did I write this? Did I forget?
No.
What happened? This sounds crazy.
Santa and Krampus are aliens. They've been around for thousands of years. And Santa's a good alien. He's one of the Nordics. And Krampus is probably a gray in disguise. We're not entirely sure yet, but we're going to talk about that and why they are both ancient aliens.
Where is this? Where are we getting this information
from?
We'll
talk about all of that. All
right.
We'll talk about where all this is coming from. But you know it deep down. You know, all these mythical creatures who existed, they weren't actually, you know, gods and saints. They were aliens here to either guide us towards enlightenment like Santa, or
that's what he's here for?
Or take us away so that he can experiment on our bodies like Krampus.
That's what Krampus is up to?
Well, if he's a gray.
Oh my god.
You're off the reservation on this one, and I apologize again for the use of terminology. I don't want people to come
to
after
the
me
sensible
for this
people
one.
Who
by
tune
the
in.
End of this episode, you will believe that Santa and Krampus are
number
both
five
aliens.
Will amaze you.
reason number five will confuse you. But let's rewind a little bit before we dive into Santa and Krampus as aliens and talk a little bit about Krampus and Santa as they are revered today and revered through history. So in many westernized countries, Santa Claus visits children on Christmas Eve, December 24th for most. However, during the 11th century and on, most Eastern European nations would actually celebrate on December 5th as the night of Sinterklaas, or Saint Nicholas, when he would visit.
Now, is that a separate day from Christmas at that time, or are they
yeah,
the same?
So the day he was named after was the 6th, would be Christmas Day, but December 5th, that night, is when he would come.
I see.
And then, but the day before is when Krampus would show up. And Krampus is the one that's supposed to scare the children. He's supposed to fear that make them behave during the year and all that other nonsense. He's usually described as a black, shaggy, goat-horned figure with cloven hooves and a long tail. It rattles chains that hang from its wrists and brandishes a bundle of birch twigs. So
Does he also canonically wear a red coat with white?
Some
trim?
Depictions of him do. Some do not.
It's, I know. Yeah,
he's like a monster man, like an evil monster man.
Yeah, I mean,
for some reason, I'm imagining him as like a mix between like the Chupacabra and the Grinch. Is that like about right?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, like, he's kind of a weird Grinchy evil Chupacabra. Basically, you're not wrong. Yeah, he would also carry around, he brandishes, quote unquote, a bundle of birch twigs. As, like, his weapon? I imagine it's, like, an artifact or something that has some hidden power. He also has a habit of throwing naughty children into the wooden tub that hangs at his back. So some stories it's a wooden tub. Other stories he's, like, has a sack that he throws them in. It depends on who you talk about.
What does he use the stick for? Does he, like, just beat kids with it?
Some kids he beats them. Others, I don't know why he carries it otherwise. But I have heard of him beating him. But there are a few traditions that harken back to Krampus, and we'll talk about a couple of them really quickly right now. One of them is two men would dress up as St. Nicholas and Krampus, respectively, to confront a small child at home. Sometimes it would be a tavern that the parents would bring their children. Like, Krampus would be at the local tavern on this night. Every parent and their kids would bring their kid to this tavern to face Krampus. Yep, exactly. And St. Nicholas would be there as well. It would always be Krampus and St. Nicholas. It'd be like good and evil.
So like getting your uncle to dress up is like a pretty old tradition then.
Yeah, it's been around for a long, long, long time.
Like when you like do Santa, that kind of thing, that's like a big deal.
Yeah, and except that this time somebody else would also do Krampus. It'd be the yin and the yang. And whoever was dressed up as St. Nicholas at this time wouldn't be wearing your traditional Santa garb. He'd be wearing a bishop's mitre, bishop robes, and a white beard. And he'd have a white beard, which everybody knows, you know, belongs to Santa Claus, while hearing the child recite prayers or hymns practiced for the occasion. St. Nicholas would then inquire if the child has been faithful, obedient, and delivers a short homily. Krampus, the whole while, is standing nearby as a warning to the child who cannot recite well or has misbehaved during the year. So basically, the child is being judged on two fronts. One, was he a good boy? Two, is he reciting the prayers that he's reciting to St. Nicholas right now well enough? Because if he wasn't, then that's good enough of a reason for Krampus to take him away.
What? This is a Christian tradition?
This is back in the day. This is like
still so crazy. So
I feel
insane.
Like I would be bumbling just because I have strangers watching me as I. Because
there's a Krampus in the corner. Uncle Tony's dressed like a Krampus.
I've been sitting here trying to figure out the significance of birch, and like what a birch stick would mean. Why he would carry like a bundle of birch, right? And so
it hurts.
I mean, clearly it must, but the idea of birch is like Celtic being used for like regeneration and hope and new beginnings and a promise of what's to come.
I got you right here. I've got it right here.
Okay.
He carried birch, apart from its phallic significance, to have a connection with the initiation rites of certain witch covens where Krampus may have originated.
That's where I was getting to. So the symbolism is very much like happy, joyous, like new things like that are going to happen to you, but its use was very like Celtic, religious, and used by various like cults and witch groups because they were using it in like a joyous way. They were like, yes, this is going to help us in the new year, this is going to give us fertility, and this is going to help us with like they even use it for diuretics and like just all sorts of crazy things. And so I like the idea that the evil non-Christian dude is like running around with these things that to the witches are just like, yeah, we're using that because it like is a good thing. And they're like, oh, that's evil now. Birch is evil because they like it.
Yeah, exactly. The witches like it. So
Krampus is like, shout out to my dick. Shout out to the OG witches. I'm going to beat some kids with this.
And that's what it says. He would occasionally swat at children during these ceremonies. Basically, he wouldn't like smack them hard, like incredibly hard, like the stories would tell. But at these ceremonies where, you know, the family member is dressed up as Krampus, or these taverns where a stranger is there dressed up as Krampus. No, that's what the taverns were. A stranger dressed up as Krampus and a stranger dressed up as Santa would be there for a night, and all the families with their children would bring them to the tavern to do the ceremony at the local tavern. But he would occasionally swat children if they were extra naughty.
The ancient ancestor to the mall Santa.
Like, bring the tavern, the kids, yeah. Bring the kids to the club.
Dad's going to get toasted.
Down a few pints. Call it a night. Merry Christmas.
Let Merry Uncle Christmas. Tony beat the shit out of the kid with the birch rods for a little bit while you toss a couple back.
That sounds like a great time for us now as like 30 some odd year old men.
It's a mall Santa, like it's the mall Santa.
I wonder if we could track mall Santas back to tavern Santas and
it's like an
Krampuses.
Ancient carny tradition that like has origins in like pagan religion.
Cut to October 2019. We're using my mind to dig through a site and we discover ancient carnies, the legend of the ancient carnies. Now really they've gone back for centuries.
They too are ancient aliens.
We all have our birch sticks in October 2019.
All right. I gotta push forward.
Fighting off kids with birch sticks.
I want to see Alex running around in a con beating children with birch sticks.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like Danny McBride in Danny McBride and This Is the End. Channing Tatum's gonna be my bitch.
I believe
I'm not gonna question it. That's fine. Anyway. So they'd be at the tavern at their home, and all the while, you know, the kid is reciting his hymns and also trying to convince them that he's been a good boy and obedient. But all the while the child is saying these prayers, the parents are right there. They're present the entire time, and they have a part in this as well. The parents' part of the plot is to be there to affirm that the child was either naughty or to intercede with Krampus and not take the youngster away because he was a good child. So the whole time the parents are behind the kid or near the kid somewhere in the room. And then once all is said and done, they have to come forth and put forth their testimony to say, little Timmy was a good boy, or beat him with the birch, Krampus.
So what you're telling me is that Krampus in like a SAT style, like comparison is like Elf on a Shelf.
I guess so, kind of.
Like, it's the same...
Same idea, yeah. Like, you're being watched at all times. And
they're
all
like, no, things. Krampus, don't take our kids. We swear, he was so bad. We know. But, oh, man, we're religious. Like, he'll follow Jesus. Please, Krampus. Well,
that's what would happen. Like, so after all said and done, you know, Krampus would, you know, threaten and maybe take him. And the whole while, the parents have to put on an act. And... convince Krampus to spare their child. And once it was clear that Krampus, you know, was not going to take the child would be spared. The kindly Saint Nicholas over by the wayside, who I imagine is just dead stoic staring at this child while Krampus is threatening to kidnap him for all eternity. Saint Nicholas would then step forward and offer the child a gift. And then the Krampus and Saint Nicholas would either depart or the parents and the child would leave the tavern.
The part that they're leaving out is all year when the parents are like, remember when we saved you from that monster in the bar?
I didn't even think about that. You could just guilt your child for years.
I mean, we could stay home from school today or, you know, we can not have me have to bargain with the monster in the bar again this Christmas.
It's actually kind of scary when you put it in such a way where like your parents could just blackmail you to behave.
It's a completely made up situation. It's like Inception.
Very much so.
But this seems like the story that I would tell if I was doing this episode, right? Like, where's the mythological Krampus?
Yeah, your hair is too well styled. You're not wearing shabby enough of a tweed suit. You're not doing the meme with your hands. Well,
you're basically saying that Krampus was a thing that parents made up in order to scare kids. But where's the Chilluminati version of this where, like, Krampus was the, like, son of the devil? And he comes every year.
Well, if I was on Ancient Aliens, I'd be asking the question, but what is this story based on? Like,
right.
Where did they get the...
Right. Which, yeah. Just an update, currently, in modern times, Krampus, in Austria, Germany, Hungary, Slovenia, and the Czech Republic, apparently, I don't know this to be true, this is from December 1st, 2017. I guess there's now a thing called Krampuslauf, or the Krampus Run, where dudes dress up like devils and chase people through the streets.
Yep, that's true. I saw that a couple of years ago. Like, there's YouTube videos of it. You can go watch it. It's weird.
It's the same thing as the Santa. It's the same thing. It's like the European version of the Santa. All those fucking
they go from
nasty.
Bar to bar,
like,
where dirty old Krampus, Santas. The thing with Krampus is, like, we actually don't have a solid where did he originate from situation. The biggest, most accepted theory is that he's from, I guess, like pre-Christian Alpine traditions, which obviously makes sense. He's probably from pagan, you know, worship and whatnot. But we don't really know where it officially started. But much like our Latin American folklore episode, I mean, you can hit it on the head what Krampus's purpose is. He's there to just make sure children behave. But we don't know where his first appearance was. But
like, is it part of the Christmas or is it from older? Like, there's no real clear.
He definitely is from before Christmas was a thing.
Right.
Well, he comes from...
According to the Smithsonian, which is just, I love that they have an entire thing about Krampus.
That's awesome.
I guess Smithsonian.com, December 4th, 2015, has a really funny, like, it is a bunch of photos of people dressed up as Krampus running around terrorizing people. But I guess the point of it is that Krampus is from the word Krampen, which I think means claw. And
they don't swim after you eat.
Yeah, that's what it's about. It's very dangerous.
When you eat a kid, you don't want to swim because then you'll get a Krampus. Yeah.
Yes.
But I guess it is derived from the Norse god Hel, and traditionally it's her son, ?
There you go. Like I said, pre-Christian is probably where he comes from. There's also, like... you know, he might be just the horned god of the witches and whatnot from prior to when he was adapted to Christianity and all that other nonsense. But the fact that he's stretched back so far heavily feeds into the theory that he's been around and is real. We'll get to that in a second. The last tradition is a little bit of a shorter one. Jesse kind of tapped on it a bit. According to folklore, Krampus purportedly also shows up in towns the night of December 5th, known as Krampusnacht or Krampus Night. The next day,
so severe. Krampus knocked.
Exactly. The next day on December 6th is Nikolostag or St. Nicholas. What?
Nickelback.
That's like December 7th. Nobody celebrates December 7th.
It's like Boxing Day.
I am a fond proponent of Nickelback. It's one of my favorite holidays. You guys suck.
It's the Boxing Day of the Krampus legend.
Perfect.
Nickelback.
But on December 6th, the children would go outside their door, and the night before they'd leave a shoe or a boot. And then they'd find out that morning to see whether the boot or shoe contains presents for good behavior or a rod for bad behavior, which is what Krampus would leave.
A rod?
Just a rod. I don't know.
Like a dowel?
Honestly. Yeah. Like, I feel like that'd be dangerous in a house full of siblings because then... they could just beat their
siblings. Yeah, why are you giving the bad kid a weapon? What is that about?
That's where my mind went. Like, why are you giving the naughty kid something to beat other children with? But
I heard,
you know,
some version of this story with the shoe. It's like the little, like, where you leave the shoe out. But, like, you go in the morning, and if you were good, there's, like, carrots in the shoe when you wake up.
Carrots. That had to have been during, like, a famine.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
If you're good, Santa will let you live for another year.
The orange healthy sticks. Yes.
And then obviously the more modern traditions in Austria, Germany, Hungary, Slovenia, and the Czech Republic, drunken men dressed as devils who take over the streets of Krampuslauf, a Krampus run of sorts, when people are chased through the streets by drunken people dressed up as devils.
Yeah.
That's what Jesse was referring
to. Yeah, that is crazy. I mean, is it like do you have this costume in your house? And then
homemade cosplay?
And then you sort of, like, keep it all year, and you, like, open your closet every day, and you see your Krampus, and you're like,
Can somebody cosplay as Krampus for CoxCon?
No. God, no. It's terrifying.
Why? I want to see
it. Bring us rods.
Yeah, let's get that. Let's
metallic get, rods, not the rod in your pants.
Yeah, just hand us little rods. If you're if we've been bad, just hand us like a half pound metallic rod.
If we've been naughty
for our bad behavior.
But
like a battery, but like there's nothing in it. It's just metal.
For not being as regular with the episodes as people demand.
Yeah.
Give us a rod. That's what we deserve. All of that's a lie though. Because they're aliens, boys. They're both aliens.
I'm ready for you to take me there.
Saint Nicholas was an amazing ancient alien who used advanced technology to travel around the world in one night to deliver little seeds of technology called toys to help the young human population advance their intelligence as a species.
What?
St. Nicholas, the Catholic precursor to Santa Claus, first gained popularity among German people speaking around the 11th century. Arguably, St. Nicholas is the most impactful and talked about ancient alien to this day. Most depictions of St. Nicholas, or Santa Claus, show him as a large, tall, fair-skinned, fair-haired, blue-eyed figure traveling on a high-speed vehicle, almost like later stories of the Nordic aliens, who are tall, fair-skinned, blue-eyed, fair-haired people who travel around trying to enlighten humanity, because that's what Nordic aliens do. At least that's what they like to tell us that they're here for.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but Nordics, they like to pose themselves as good aliens. They usually come to us as balls of light or angelic figures and talk to people and try to tell them how to guide humanity toward enlightenment, not toward total annihilation, which is the direction that we seem to be currently be going. This is actually something that a lot of ufologists believe, that Nordic aliens, this is their purpose. Now, whether they're good or bad, or they're just trying to play us because we're dumb and we're humans, who knows? But St. Nicholas fits the Nordic description almost perfectly.
Does it say anything about what Nordic aliens think about fresh, cold glass bottles of Coca-Cola?
They're the ones who started it. That's what Coke is brainwashing from the Nordic aliens, and that's why they're preparing you for their arrival. When you drink Coke, you'll be more accepted. Like you'll
the Nordic aliens more. Want us to be happy, Jesse. That's what they've always wanted. They want us like to be happy.
I feel like that's whitewashing the Nordic aliens. They just want like, oh yeah, the white guys just want to come down and make everyone happy. It's okay, everyone.
And they're doing this. And they're doing this by enriching our culture by bringing us new things.
Well, here's the thing. Right. You want to go deep dive. The Nordic aliens aren't technically supposed to be talking to us and trying to guide us away from total annihilation. That's breaking the treaties they have with all the other aliens
with the Federation
Empire.
Yeah.
Because we are supposed to be left alone for the most part. There's very much a prime directive in the sense that Star Trek would have, like, don't interfere. But they're not supposed to come in and try and influence our government or our politics and the like. Now, granted, there are worse aliens out there trying to do such things like reptilians and the grays and the tall whites
and Russia.
The reptilians got to be the bad guys. Why can't the white guys be the bad guys? The reptilians are like, hey,
tall
bro.
Whites are. No, the tall whites are bad guys. They're bad guys. Nordics and tall whites are not the same.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jesse, it's 2018. Come on.
Come on. Get with it. The Nordics are trying to get in and let us know that we're being manipulated and they're trying to guide us, but they're.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It's time to hold up that mirror, Jesse.
I know. The more you,
the more you laugh, the more I believe, Jesse.
Shout out to the alien community and UFO researchers and whatnot. But like, the more they add to this nonsense, the crazier. The more I'm like, y'all are just having a good time.
This is like that episode of the X-Files where they all tell the different story about the vampire, and it just gets crazier and crazier.
Well, all right. To be fair, the connection between Santa Claus and Krampus to the ancient aliens is tenuous at best.
Okay,
it's not exactly the strongest, and a lot of it is speculation, comparing what we know about various different alien species and what we know about these mythological beings that we have ascribed sainthood to, or you know, that kind of thing, like with you know, Santa Claus and Krampus. And we're just taking the two ideas and we're just kind of merging them, like they are meant to be.
So I will say this:
Santa is an alien, Krampus is an alien.
Of course, Krampus is. It's more like if Krampus is an alien, then Santa's probably an alien.
If aliens are real, if I'm going to swallow the pill that they're all real, like that the Nordics
are
real,
I have guzzled the bottle of pills already.
If the bottle is empty, and aliens are real, you're making a good case.
what I'm saying.
If aliens are real, this is a good case to convince someone that maybe Santa Claus is part of that thing.
Now, but the question whether Santa Claus is actually still around and interfering with our lives, that's obviously probably not true.
I mean, he's on the radar every Christmas Eve.
the point when I say Krampus and St. Nicholas are still around to this day, I don't mean they're still around flying around the planet giving children toys. That's a stretch too far.
You mean okay? In their space being lifetime, if they've lived.
Yeah, they're still out there doing their thing, and that these myths sprung from these two figures who appeared on Earth and mingled with our society a bit, and then they, Santa Claus and Krampus, kind of sprung from that.
It's like, you know, any of the other, like a cargo cult of
so which
this
alien
thing that once
species
happened.
Is Krampus?
He is likely, from what we understand, a gray. A gray in disguise.
What?
Because grays are the ones that most...
You can't just say that Krampus is... I can't do
what?
It.
You have to. Not? You have to look at his M.O., Jesse. You have to look at his M.O.
Thank you. So, Jesse, you're not allowed to laugh yet. I'm convincing you.
This is so silly.
Stop. I'm trying to be serious.
He's looking at his M.O. He's Krampus. Krampus.
Mathis is about to tell you that grays are known for their propensity to kidnap humans and experiment on them.
Exactly. Out of all the aliens who abduct people, grays are the ones that tend to abduct and experiment
and
usually
would
cause
legend,
pain.
Why would the legend be like, yes, that's Skinnygus, the skinny man who kidnaps skins.
Dude, you can't tell how skinny he is in a big red coat.
Yeah, man. And besides, they can take forms.
Fine.
They can take other forms.
Why don't they call him like old huge eyes, right? Why isn't there, why don't they... make it why is it
well,
a legend about a gray
hold on, I'm not done. Remember grays have telepathic abilities, right? They can a
you're
lot of times
me a gray came down and thought, well, I'm not scary enough. I'm gonna make me look even
because they want to approach in a form that they already know and they already recognize and they already worship a horned devil of some sort in the witch's coven. So they take the form or they project themselves psychically as this form so that the humanity will accept them a little bit easier. Oh shit, it's Krampus or whatever. And then that's what it was.
So what's the, okay.
All right, I'm going to get back to Santa Claus before we get back to Krampus. Yeah. So,
so you're telling me then the Santa Claus version is this guy comes down and is like, what would make people really like me?
Well, no, Nordics kind of look like Santa anyway.
Wait, so you're telling me that the Nordic came down looking just like himself. He walked off the spaceship and was like, yo, what up? It's me, Saint Nick. And then the next guy comes down and is like, all right. Well, you already did this whole Saint Nick shtick, so I gotta compete with that.
Well, you gotta keep in mind demon. They're not back then when this all happened. If it happened this way, they probably
back
didn't
then
come
when
down.
This all happened. Yeah, when, all right.
This didn't happen on the same night. You know, probably Saint Nicholas or the Nordic came down at a different night.
This was probably happening for thousands of years, Jesse.
Right. Exactly. God, you made me lose my train of thought.
All right.
The reason grays probably don't even look like what we think they look like. They look like what we see them as because that's our brains basically accepting whatever image they're putting forth. And they kind of look like human a little bit with big black eyes and a mouth. They might not even have that. That might just be what we're interpreting. But I imagine maybe that's what they are. They might not be grays. They could be something else. They could be reptilians for all we know. We don't know. But with their MO, when we merge their MOs together, Krampus is likely a gray. okay, back to what I was saying.
I like how you use the word likely, and you continue to speak in this like it was affirmative, like this is the thing that happened.
Well, here's the thing. This may or may not have been done by me and my researchers. And we took what we know of aliens, and we looked at Santa Claus and Krampus and go, oh my God, they might be aliens. And I'm trying to pitch you the idea that they are aliens.
But why
I'm here.
They just be interdimensional beings. I can make the same.
Well, aliens
same
are
thing.
Interdimensional beings, Jesse. They are.
If they're
are.
If they're
I
not,
believe,
If they're not, how come when people are tripping on DMT, they see aliens?
Okay.
You're right.
I'm like a 70% believer in aliens, right? Like, I really
I'm a 100% believer in aliens. I 100% believe that there are other beings that exist in
what
the
I
universe.
Mean is aliens visiting us.
I am a 0% believer and that they've come to Earth and gave a shit about right. us.
So I'm like a 70% believer that they come to us and visit us. But if their abductions happen, I kind of think that they're a mix of like a physical phenomenon and a mental phenomenon.
Oh,
like
so,
they're
right,
coming
right,
from
right.
a different,
so you're like being
they're different dimension
and mentally probed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So it makes sense. They're from already from another dimension or
they
may
they
exist
be from another
on a
dimension.
Plane.
Why can't they exist in our dimension?
I don't know.
They can't.
We don't know enough about. I can't give you answers that
if
we're
from
still
another
researching.
Dimension,
in
why can't they
can.
Another dimension
I mean, they're
version of us.
They're at least invading us enough to take our children and throw them into a wooden tub.
People are getting abducted and jerked off by machines from Greys all the time.
I am gonna go. I'm gonna put this out there. I'm gonna go out on this limb. If you have a story about how you have been abducted and jerked off by a machine, you're lying to people. You have a fetish for machines jerking you off, and you just want to tell people. And
dude,
you are a liar.
There's... Betty and Barney, like, we're gonna do a whole episode one day on the Benny and Barney Hill abduction.
That's a good one.
That's like that's horrifying.
That is incredibly fascinating. Total BS. Did not happen.
All right. Well, screw it. I don't know. I don't fully believe that it didn't happen, all right?
They were two old freaks who wanted to let people know that they liked some dirty, dirty robot sex. And that's fine.
No,
it's okay to
no,
like it.
No,
it's okay to
no.
like it. The future's
no,
here,
that's fine,
man. It's 2018.
But that's not what they... Barney did not want to ever talk about it. He was so traumatized by the experience.
Yeah, well, he said yes once and that was it.
He didn't say yes. He looked through his binoculars and suddenly he had no memory.
No,
he was two
that's
hours
actually that's
later.
Actually jokes aside, that's like a really compelling story.
It is.
But I still don't know that I believe it, but it's like vastly
sure, yeah,
compelling
yeah.
that it's like the detail so, something goes into it. The problem yeah. is I think everyone else heard that story and then just copied it. Is my
that
is
that's
my
that's
thoughts.
The thing, right? Yeah, because at that point that was like the first truly published abduction
right.
scenario, and then after that all of a sudden they just started happening. Now the argument could be, well, we just discovered the power of splitting the atom, and now we gained attention in the galaxy, or copycats want to make money.
But again, this goes to the theory that, like, okay, we've harnessed the atom. Wouldn't the aliens, like, abduct, I don't know, Oppenheimer? Or
well, they
like
work with
Einstein.
The government, right? This is
like,
all
wouldn't
have
they
to
take
do with
the people like... that, like, did it? So they could be like, you know, I saw like, oh, is this an alien ship? Crazy. And they'd be like, yo, dude,
well,
did you
in the modern world, we have we're smart enough now to deal with the aliens.
Every question you ask, I have an answer for. Like, the reason that they're abducting these people is because back in the 50s during the Roswell incident, the aliens started working with the governments and had a contract that they can abduct X number of people in each country every year.
Just
the Majestic
you have an
12.
Answer doesn't mean that it's real.
Oh, I'm not saying, look, true, fair. Listen, in my world, it's real.
There are accepted answers to these questions.
Okay, yeah, exactly. There are accepted answers to these questions. Anyway, St. Nicholas, probably a Nordic, right? If he was to be an alien, likely a Nordic. However, Krampus. The Krampus is described as a black, shaggy, coat-horned figure with cloven hooves and a long tail, as we described, who carries birch and all that stuff. But testimony for this particular monster were recorded over the centuries following the first sightings of St. Ancient Alien Nicholas in the 11th century. But the Krampus undoubtedly dated back to pre-Christian customs surrounding the pagan goddess Perkta and her consort of frightening and unruly... God, I'm butchering. I'm going to butcher this. Schiacht-Perkten.
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 Yeah, that looks good.
Which is like... They're, yeah. We'll talk about that. They're basically little ghoulish monsters. So Perkta, which was the goddess, was once known as a goddess in the Alpine paganism in the upper German and Austrian regions of the Alps. Her name may mean the bright one, i.e. a Nordic alien, since they're always described as bright. But Schiacht-Perkten, Perkta's masked entourage of ghoulish monsters, may have been greys in masks that follow the Nordic aliens around. Little alien. And it makes sense because Schiacht-Perkten are little minions, and grays are little minions. The thing about the grays is that while we don't know for sure who they work for, there are theories that they work for the Nordics,
like a caste system.
Yeah, exactly. The grays are typically thought of as a mix between machine and biology. They don't really have a will of their own per se. They're more a slave race created to do the bidding of those who have them.
Whoa.
Did you know that?
They're like drones.
Sort of. Yeah, they're like alive drones. They're like living drones, more or less, that are sent orders in the like.
Okay.
Huh. While St. Nicholas rewarded good children with the tools to further the human species called toys, Krampus, in contrast, would swat wicked children, stuff them in a sack, and take them away to his lair to do what most cryptids or aliens do.
Have sex with them. Never mind.
Yeah, well, sometimes, you know, like, that's just what, you know, grays do. But experimentation, which usually, at least from our knowledge, involves probing and jerking off to collect seed. Krampus's name is derived from the German word Krampen, meaning claw, and is said to be the son of Hel in Norse mythology, like Jesse was saying. He is also known as, however, Bartil, Niglobartil, Wubartil, Klaubauf, and the horned god of the witches.
Can we call him Klaubauf from now on? Because that's kind of Klaubauf? That's kind of badass.
Klaubauf?
I like Klaubauf. Klaubauf. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite name, Jesse, for our Krampus?
Klaubauf?
Klaubauf? Klaubauf?
Klaubauf.
K-L-A-U-B-A-U-F.
Klaubauf.
It's very close to LaBeouf.
LaBeef.
I feel like...
Shia Klaubauf?
Shia Klaubauf would be
just
an amazing character.
Just do it!
Oh my god. Shia is Krampus in disguise, Shia who's also Klaubauf. Already all gray in disguise. Shia is an alien. It all makes sense.
Plus Shia Purton. I'm out of here.
Oh, man. By the 16th century, pagan... Schiakperkten processions became a frequent part of winter festivities in Salzburg, Austria, despite centuries of Christian traditions.
Mm.
So you start seeing the merging of Christian traditions and pagan traditions. Catholic attempts to ban these festivals in the 17th century and 18th centuries proved futile, so a demonic he-goat cryptid earned his tenure in Alpine holiday traditions. So that's where we assume Krampus kind of inserted himself into Christianity, because they were being... the Catholics attempted to ban these things, so they're just like, well, it's Christian now. Now we can keep doing it.
Just to, like, kind of smooth things over with the locals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's so interesting, because it just sounds like Satan to me. Like, it just sounds like the same. It's like a goat figure. Like, you know, what's the Baphomet statue?
Well, yeah. Black Philip kind of from the Witch is very similar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing with, like, Greece and the Roman, like... I can't even talk right now. Like Rome being like, okay, well now we're Christian, and taking all of the ancient Greco-Roman traditions and being like, okay, well, yeah, all this Dionysus stuff and this and then Pan. Well, Pan's very Satan looking, and so using all of those traditions as they move forward. Yeah, the history of Christianity has been like, okay. So we're trying to spread this thing, and these people have this tradition where they, like, I don't know, get around trees around the 21st of December. What if, follow me here, Jesus born the 25th. We co-opt the tree, we put stuff on that, and everyone's like, good idea. And then it just happened, and that's, like, the way Christianity
Christmas,
does it, yeah.
As we know it today.
It is like interesting Easter to think about how many goat people like, there are out there.
Well, I think it's one of those things that it comes from ancient
aliens.
Exactly. It's the Jesus was an alien.
It's the, let it be known that our ancestors were freaks, just like we are, but they had different freaky stuff where it was the combination of human and animal, and there's tons of that. And so for as much as we're like, there are a lot of goat people, there were also horse people and fish people and bird people and like... animal, like wolf people and all sorts of different people. So we can say like, yeah, okay, there are a lot of goat people. There are a lot of all people, like elephant people and cat people and all the different versions of, because people just thought, what if like a dude and a dog did it? What would that turn into?
Well,
that's sort of pretty much true.
But the goat one is the one that's Satan. You know what I'm saying? Like, to
me, the goat one is always evil in almost all.
The goat one is like, I feel like one of the big ones. Like, it's like the Pikachu of the group.
That is, again, because of art. That has nothing to do with history. It's because of art. In the medieval times, in the Renaissance, the depictions of Satan were always this, like, based off of the Greco-Roman tradition of art styles. Because in the Bible, as far as I'm aware, like, Satan's a beautiful dude.
Oh, yeah, Lucifer is, like, gorgeous. Yeah, like,
Lucifer is, like, a gorgeous blonde.
Just like all angels, he's gorgeous.
He's a gorgeous blonde.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, shit. All right, I'm convinced. I'm convinced.
There it is. Got me. Done. He's an alien. Got me.
Oh, my God. You're totally right. The tall whites. Oh, shit.
This is like,
he was. Shit. Oh, my God. He was a Nordic who was cast out in one of the first tall whites.
Oh, we got to go. God. We got to go buy Mathis a Christmas goose now.
You really did just you, me and my son with crutches here.
Yeah.
Literally just had the best Christmas ever. You spared us.
The truth is out there, everyone.
God damn it. Oh, I had a thought and it's gone now. It's gone. I don't remember what I was going to say.
I'm sorry, Mathis.
Yeah. So what you're trying to tell me is I have not convinced you that Santa and Krampus are aliens.
You haven't convinced me of that, but you might have convinced me that Satan is an alien. You might have convinced me
Jesus
that heaven and hell
alien.
Are just different dimensions.
You
that
just have to
from.
Accept the one bitter pill that aliens exist. And
yeah,
then
once
it
you
all
take
makes
that,
sense.
Your brain opens up.
Like, yeah.
Here's the thing is it's easy to say this and because religion in itself is like, okay, well, there's the good side and the bad side vying for your soul. And you can just extrapolate that to be like, there's good aliens and bad aliens fighting for, like, control of the planet, which is, like, the more modern take on religiosity, right? And so it's you could just say, oh, and they're the exact same. Like, back then, they didn't know any better, but really.
Don't.
And so it's fascinating to,
it is fascinating.
To discuss all the stuff that we do on the show, because even though I'm like, poo-poo, it's the oral tradition, and it's the stories that we as a society, like, cherish and love and spread, and I think it's fascinating.
I agree. If it isn't, like, while you ruined my Christmas, Jesse, and I still believe that there are aliens out there.
I'm your Joseph
I still believe
Marley.
That
you stole my gold, Mathis. Is that what that he does?
That's yeah, not that's what exactly. happens in that story.
Stole my gold. Oh, you did.
Yeah. If it isn't obvious, this little Krampus episode is mostly done by our researcher, Judy, who found this little angle. Because initially I was like, let's do Krampus, but like attack Krampus at a cryptid angle. Like, I want to know what he was back then. And but then Judy, one of our researchers, is like, well, what if he's an alien? And she started doing research and started piecing it together. And this is what we have is Krampus is tangentially.
I love it.
What did I say? Krampus is tangentially attached to the Greys, and if this becomes a main theory in ufology, I'm going to be incredibly disappointed with everybody who does ufology research.
Track us back. Give us...
Yeah, you come back to this episode, and you can be like, oh.
Yeah, if this becomes a main theory in ufology, subscribe to the Chilluminati podcast and leave a 5-star review.
It won't, and no. I don't want your subscription. I don't want your fake...
Please buy our
I want you to tune
clothes.
In and subscribe because you like the fact that we are... We take it seriously enough.
I will forgive you for your wrong opinions if you buy our merch.
Over at theyeti.com.
Yeah, yes.
Search Illuminati. You got stickers, you got hats, you got t-shirts.
They,
go get them.
They glow in the
and
dark.
Wear them to CoxCon if you're going to be there.
Oh.
What better time to use it? But Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to all of our listeners. This is our special little Krampus episode. This kind of came up at the, not the last minute, but the end of prep for the next episode after this one. I was like, it would be super
how
fun
could
to
we
Krampus.
Not? How could we not?
Yeah, how could you not tackle Krampus?
Yeah.
And once Judy was like, aliens, I leapt. I was like, let's go! I want to do aliens. I love aliens so much. Oh, I love aliens more than anything. But that'll wrap up this little holiday Christmas Krampus special. We'll be back sooner rather than later with another episode of
Chilluminati. I enjoy the hell out of this podcast.
I do too.
And,
it is,
and to the crazy people out there, please don't stop sending us stuff. Don't be offended.
No.
Don't be offended when we don't reply. We do read it. Please. If you have a...
We absolutely
nothing
do.
Is too insane. Please, just send it to me.
You or never know. If all it's going to take is what...
And you actually have information, and you're like, this is a real thing. Send us that, too.
Yeah. Dude. Fossianiea@gmail.com. Find me there.
One day, when we do more like actual like deep dive into alien stuff, I have had people who have sent me proof that they are who they say they are. Tell me I can talk about it, but I just can't say their name. Of stuff that they saw while they were in the military.
Oh my god, I need to.
And like actual documentation, not just like word of mouth. Like here's the documents. Like here's some cool
I'm
stuff.
I'm ready for all of that.
I love it, man. I'm not because putting an alien episode together is difficult. It is.
It's because you. Hard. It's because you're so close to it.
I'm too close. You're like Mulder now.
Yeah.
God forbid I ever become president of this country. It will just this is devolve into the hunt for aliens.
I'd be fine with that.
Don't worry. Me and my Illuminati friends will make sure you don't.
I'm pissed about this whole situation now because that was the one thing that I was hoping was going to happen with Trump was that he was. They said he was going to put out the alien stuff and he just like didn't.
Do you honest? First of all, there's a government working within our government. Those people who know the alien stuff, do you really think they can tell Trump about it?
Just declassify a bunch of stuff. I want to read it. I'm so interested.
What if they're just majestic anything?
The Majestic 12 would never allow that.
Right.
What if there's nothing? What if there's nothing?
I can't believe that, Jesse. I can't.
And that's why it doesn't exist, because there's nothing. What if it's all just been lies, and everyone has bought into it, and you have to look at yourself in the mirror and realize that you got duped?
No, one day, one episode, Jesse, one of these episodes, and it's going to be like the deepest dive into aliens ever. You're going to walk away, if not convinced... On the line.
He's going to be sitting out on his patio one night looking out over the city, and he's going to think to himself, just for 1 minute, what if?
Yeah, what if?
Could it be
they
true?
They would literally have to appear in my apartment and be like, yo, bro, let's go on an adventure. And I'd be like, oh, my God.
It's because you want it so bad. Bro. You will never get it. Meanwhile, I'll be lying on my lawn, 7 joints deep, really lost and confused,
waiting desperately. Your problem.
Let's go on an adventure, my dude. Not Miz. Yeah.
Let's go. Thank you guys for listening to the Illuminati podcast. I hope you guys have a fantastic holiday. If you celebrated Hanukkah, it was great. If you celebrate Christmas, I hope it's great. If you celebrate being yourself, I hope it's great. If you want to buy stuff for your Jesse's, you can't see it because he's so lost in laughter. But if you guys need Christmas...
I don't know if Alex's joke got lost in the talk there, but him adding .biz was the
I didn't hear .biz. I didn't hear .biz. I missed it. I missed the joke. Damn it.
Merry Christmas, bro.
God damn it. I love this show. I love you guys. I love you, listeners. We'll be back soon. Drop us reviews. We're almost at 600 five-star reviews on iTunes. Get us there.
We can hit 1,000. I think we can hit 1,000.
I think we can,
too. By the end of the year.
Make it a Christmas miracle.
By the end of the year?
Bros.
Or like by our year anniversary.
No, by the end of this year, we can get 400 more.
Leave a review, bro.
6 days?
In
all right,
days.
Spread the word. You have to spread the word. If you can get us to 1,000 five-star reviews by January 1st,
I will do a Jesse Cox episode about something I believe that these two don't believe. I'm going to find a topic that they don't believe, and I'm going to do the exact same thing where I'm just sitting here like, you don't get it, though. You don't get it.
But you have to believe it. Like, you as Jesse have to believe.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to find the thing. I don't know what it is yet, but I'm going to find it, and I'm going to do that for you all guys. Right. It may just be about a log that poops that people feed.
The villagers feed the log. No big deal. No big deal. They quote unquote, they feed him and then they beat the shit out of him and then he poops out presents.
Beat it until it shits out a gift.
Yeah, no, they just feed him and then naturally he poops out the presents the kids want.
Did you not take ninth grade biology?
Yeah. I want to know more about that.
Me too. And maybe next time we will. Other than that, you can obviously go to our subreddit, Chilluminati Pod. There's all kinds of good stories there. You can tweet at us at the same. You can also tweet at us personally at Jesse Cox, at FossianAA, and at Mathis Games. And obviously, Yeti.com. You can find all of our merch. We love you guys, and we'll see you soon.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Bye. .biz.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.